Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:02 in the a.m., former Steeler DB Ike Taylor will join us at 8:30. Former Ravens DB Will Demps will join us at 9. But right now, Sackmaster, my man Michael McCrary joins us. What's going on, Michael?
How you doing, Rob?
Doing well. Thanks for your time this morning, man. I mean, it's been a while since we've heard from you in the Baltimore area. You're definitely one of the fan favorites. Now, many people, when this Ravens-Steelers game takes place twice a year, they refer to it as the biggest rivalry in the National Football League. In fact, current Raven defensive lineman Calais Campbell said it's the biggest rivalry in sports. What did that Ravens-Steelers matchup mean to you? Because you played against them so many times.
Well, let me correct my statement. I believe I texted you yesterday.
Right.
Telling you there was pretty much like a lot of the other games, we took them all serious, and I took a moment to reflect and realize I could not reflect because I could feel my blood boiling on the back of my neck, and I was going to have problems sleeping, so I kind of just left it alone and said, I'll just revisit it when I call you today. So that kind of gives you an idea. It was intense. You know, I came to Baltimore in 97. Pittsburgh scored like 90 points on us that year,
yeah.
Almost 90 points. I mean, I've never had that many points scored on our defense, and it was embarrassing. I mean, it was brutal for our defense. And that's when Ozzie was able to put this team together, to build that defense up through 97 and 96, 98, and we're able to play them closely and eventually beat them, you know, late in 99. But these guys, man, it was a physical game. I just remember every game was close. I remember just the physicality, how aggressive everybody was. And what blew my mind was the city. I had never been in a city that had taken a game so serious. It was to the point where fans were saying, it doesn't matter who, you know, what other games you went, we just care about Pittsburgh. And so that was different. That was unique for me. And it turned out to be that way. It was physical. You had people in the training room after every game. That's guaranteed. You knew it was going to be close. That means you had to fight to the very end and scrap. And I'm telling you, the hardest hitting games I've ever been involved in and the hardest hitting games I've ever seen in my life were Ravens-Pittsburgh game.
Oh, I believe it. And going back and covering this team since they arrived in Baltimore, I remember back at Memorial Stadium in the early days, Mac, when there was a lot of Steeler fans in the stands and it was unsettling. But was there one teammate in particular that really hated Pittsburgh? I have someone in mind, but I'm curious to see if there's one Raven you played with more than any other that just despised the Steelers.
Well, first of all, our defense despised the Steelers. Defense I played on, I'm sure every Ravens defense is. I mean, literally everybody. This was we acted as one person when we looked at the Pittsburgh's offense. We could not stand them as a team. Yeah, you're right. I remember those days when they first started. Remember the terrible towels?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we're finally able to get those out of our stadium. It was a little crazy at the beginning. But, yeah, we made them put those towels down. They kept those towels in their stadium. They didn't bring them to the Ravens stadiums anymore.
See, the one guy I had in mind was Zeus, Orlando Brown. He detested that team, I recall.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, that was hysterical. Zeus, I mean, Zeus was obsessed with driving their defensive linemen back 10 to 15 yards and then dumping them on the ground, which is a sight to see. It was a physical game, and they tried to do the same to us. I mean, all around, kickoff, special teams, defense, off. It was very every single hit. And I've seen guys like go toe to toe, meaning they're going straight at one another from maybe 50 yards apart, 20 yards apart, and then there's always somebody who gives it the last second. But when these Ravens and Pittsburghs play, nobody gives, and that's why you see the amount of injuries that happen. It's physical. No one's gonna give in. Everybody's giving 1,000%.
Former Raven Michael McGarry joins us right now, Jerry.
And you have to. I remember the coaches having to calm the team down the week leading up to it. You know, just be calm. Let's not get too, because you could actually wear out preparing for the Steelers game leading up to it.
It must have been a fire lit under you, Michael, because when I talked to you the other day, it was like, yeah, you know, I guess that's all right. Now you must have had some time to reflect, because you sound like you're ready to play in this thing on Sunday.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. You got me going. Yeah, it's going to take me a couple hours to calm down once I get off the phone. Yeah, you took me back. I went and started thinking about it, and I was like, wow, those are some tough games. I really enjoyed those games, because everybody had to give 100%, and you still didn't know whether you're going to come out victorious or not.
But you change coaches, you change personnel since the rivalry began, but yet it still exists. I compare it to a college football rivalry in this. Number one, the intensity. Number two, you said when you were first here, fans would say, I don't care what you do the rest of the year, beat Pittsburgh. If the Ravens were to have a disappointing season, down a stretch, beating Pittsburgh, I remember Ryan Mallett beating the Steelers in a losing season put an exclamation point on a bad season. That's how much we hate that team.
So let me tell you what's going on. It's a culture. You look at I remember when I first played Pittsburgh, it was like 97. Their head coach, Bill Cowher, came on the field, was screaming at me. You keep it up, McCray. You keep kicking my guys. But I couldn't believe that a head coach from another team was telling me to keep up kicking his players' butt. And that made me realize right then and there that organization, they were a very aggressive organization that started at the top. And that's how Ozzie was able to build as well with the Ravens. You know, he brought in an all-star group of players for that team. And we were able to establish a type of mindset and culture, this very nasty, aggressive type of mindset, especially on the defense. And the Ravens have been able to keep that going also with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so that's why it continues to have that feverish type of matchup back and forth. And they're always close, and they're always hard-hitting. You're guaranteed to see a hard-hitting game. Guaranteed.
Well, at least the one positive this weekend is, even with limited fans in the stands, we won't have to hear that dreaded song Renegade by Styx that they always play, I think, beginning the fourth quarter. That song drove me crazy, and I'm sure the players hated it.
Yeah, now we can mute it. Yeah, we can mute it on TV, so it's not
This
Michael,
is true.
What have you been up to lately?
Oh, man, I'm just retired. I got in my little hobbies, been spending a lot of time in surgeries, unfortunately. I'm getting both my hips replaced next week. But that's probably because of these Steelers games, I think about it.
It's funny. Injuries. I spoke with Spencer Filali the other day. He's getting hip replacement as well. He's going to be on the show later on this week, but he's doing the same thing.
Yeah. It catches up to us after a while.
I know.
And I can guarantee that this the Pittsburgh Raven games have been one of the reasons for all the injuries, ongoing injuries. It's the cartilage. It's just very physical. I mean, they're tough games. We left those games completely exhausted.
He's a fan favorite. He's one of my favorites. He's Michael McCrary. Michael, thank you so very much for your time this morning, and don't be a stranger.
Anytime.
Thanks, Mac.
Thanks a lot. 410-583-1057 is the number. Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he and I had some battles in and out of the locker room over the years, and we always had a lot of fun. So he's great to talk to. Glad we could catch up.
Listen, Jerry, hear me out. He was so mellow. I was worried if we were going to have to pull it out of him in this interview, the way he was just so nonchalant and mellow. And you heard him. He said, man, you know, after I hung up the phone, I started thinking about this.
Well, you heard me. I jogged his memory with the players that maybe didn't like the Steelers so much. And once I mentioned Zeus, you saw him light up or heard him light up because, man, Zeus, he hated Polamalu. He wanted to just grab him by the hair and bring him down and not just have to tackle him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.